Welcome to the Jung Depth Psychology Podcast again. Today we have episode 3, and this one was fun. It was meant to be about Immanuel Kant and Jung, but, you know, I got sidetracked a bit because I had a sore neck from pushing my fears and my boundaries. I went mini skiing and I fell over a million times. And when I was trying to talk about Kant in this episode, my neck was cracking, and then I switched topic to overcoming fear, overcoming control, and overcoming perfectionism. So in today's episode, you will hear me when I switch the audio. You will hear me talk about Kant a bit in the intro, but then I'm going to switch, and you're going to hear it organically live as it happened, because we want it real, raw and real. That's how we want it on this podcast. Because that's how life is. We can't dress it up. And there's no dress rehearsal in life. I try not to have a dress rehearsal here. It's got to be real. It's got to be raw. And that's how we all benefit from it. Me and you. So without further ado, we're going to pop into this podcast that goes from Kant to overcoming fear, control, and perfectionism. I hope you enjoy it. As promised, I'm back to talk about Immanuel Kant and the Critique of Pure Reason. If you want to know my general thoughts on Kant and Jung and the influence and interrelation, just click on the other video I made on the channel. I'm pointing there. I don't know why, but on your screen, it might be down there. This is the book I found on... I got to just crack my neck here. Sorry, but I'm doing these... very naturally, and I don't plan on editing. So you might get, just think like you're in the room with me and we're having a chat because, yeah, it's got to be fun for me and you. So that makes it fun for me to be more relaxed. I actually went mini skiing yesterday and fell down like 12 times. It's really funny. The amount of times I fell and couldn't get up. And before we get into Kant, I think this might be a good segue of the opposites, because Kant is very, like, logical and bloody smart. And, man, like, I've read some heavy stuff in my time. I was appeal lawyer in criminal law and in courts. And, I mean, that can be dry and hard stuff. I mean, this guy is hard. So a contrast to that is, if you want to think of, because we are a psychology channel, is, falling. You know what? I'm going to skip Kant. I'm going to put him away and I'm going to do another video. Let's do a video on taking risk, but in a small way, and like getting out of our comfort zones. And control and perfectionism. This is important. So I'm going to do it. So I promised I'd give you Kant. I'm going to give you that on how he explains human reason. But now I'm going to switch to taking risk in a small way. So we're going to talk about me and skiing. About 3 years ago, I went skiing. My fiance was trying to teach me how to ski on very straight ground in the winter. And I was just falling over. And I acted like a man-child. I had a tantrum. I don't know if you haven't skied. You know, I'm from Australia. I've moved to Finland. When you fall, it's unnatural. It's hard to get up. I've got a natural mover. I straighten my leg and it feels like the back of my knee will break. And that's a very natural reflex. And I didn't like it. So about 2 or 3 years ago, it happened. And by the 10th fall, I just acted like a man-child, threw a tantrum and said, I'm never skiing again. And I was acting like a child. So fast forward to yesterday, my fiance had a day off and said, it wasn't skiing. It's called snow gliding. It's just like mini skis. And, I went for it. And
I fell a lot, and I handled it very well. And it sounds like a very small thing, but if you have perfectionistic tendencies, perfectionistic traits, liking control of your environment, not liking the feeling of, I mean, it's in your head, but it's feeling, you know, embarrassed or judged, incompetent. Because when you fall on something with something like a ski, and if it's not your natural habitat, it can be really hard to get up. And if you get up just to fall again, you know, repeatedly, you're going to be challenged on control and perfection. So I did it yesterday. I had a ball. I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed falling, right? And there was some hard ice, I'll pronounce that better, speaking of perfectionism coming through, that tickled mine because I don't like pronouncing things wrong. But I used to talk for a living in court, so that's part of that. That's sort of a byproduct of doing something for over 10 years. But yeah, I was falling even on the ice that was hard. And, you know, when it's soft snow on these little glidey things, it's nice. I might put if I've got the discipline, I'll put a little picture up of these little snow gliding things I used, like mini skis. But yeah, I felt it was hilarious. Like I mean, what I laughed at is if you're skiing or snow gliding, you're meant to be upright and straight. I mean, I was in the ground with my hands everywhere. I couldn't get up, and, you know, trying to get up with little ski things, you got to twist your legs. I enjoyed it. I just had a sore neck from falling that much. And that's why I was cracking my neck instead of talking about can't. But yeah, I want to share that because, like, for me personally, it showed a lot of growth. It's a little thing, but if you've had, you know, sort of anxiety about, you know, control, perfectionism, you know, it really, I hate to say it, but it does go back to shame and, you know, like it's like a lack of self-love, feeling a humiliation. Now, you know, on the surface, you know, an adult man skiing, doing whatever he's doing, I mean, you're not associating that. It sounds ridiculous, but I'm talking about if you've really gone into, you know, analysis, whether it's Jungian analysis or real deep sort of therapy process, especially if you study your training in it, where if you're doing that to find the self, to find yourself, you know, these are the questions you ask. You start going, you know, why am I so hesitant to just go like snow gliding on a Wednesday or Tuesday? Well, that's why. So that shows a lot, and it shows ego strength, where you build your conscious mind up by, you know, entering the unconscious, facing those things you split off. Because you don't, when you do that, you don't want to be admitting that you know, there's shame or humiliation or perfectionism involved in that lack of control. You know, people use terms like anxiety. I mean, let's relate it to Kant. That's some term. You could use a number of words for it. It could be anxiety. It could be an inferiority complex. It could be a mother complex, parental complex, an attachment issue. You know, if you're judged and shamed for attachment in your family dynamic, you feel humiliation on a deep level, on an attachment level, you're going to not step out of your comfort zone. You're going to want to be good at what you do. You don't want to be on the floor crawling around, for example. So we can use, let's bring in Kant and categories. Like the category we use can be neither here nor there. There's an issue in the depths to be found. So even on trivial things are big things. The trivial things are big things in that sense. And yeah, I could have avoided the activity. My fiance was surprised I went because there was the option of indoor rock climbing. But I don't know how long the snow's going to be out. I said, let's go. I didn't care in that sense. I said, I'm just going to do it. And I had a ball. I fell a million times. There are, like, you could make memes from the falls, or, like, you know, friends are sending them around, and I've made them little stickers on WhatsApp. Like, I'm at every angle you can think of, you could find me with the skis up and my feet up. So I just mentioned that I've noticed my head's on to my right side because it's a bit sore from falling. But I mentioned that because, you know, that's a little thing, but it was a big thing for me. And I was actually really proud of myself. It's a huge development of ego strength and ego in the Jungian sense, not big ego, man. Like, it's the opposite. It's like having gone in the shadow and built up to accept yourself and vulnerability and not seeing it as a vulnerability. Just go out there, you know. Fall on your ass, really, like a million times. Yeah, that's a little thing, but I think that's a big thing. And there's something synchronistic about me making a video about that. I think that was more important than a more intellectual video on our buddy Immanuel Kant. And I guess I'll make that video now. We got sidetracked because I was following the flow of life. So that's it for today. Just, you know, sometimes the small things, if we feel a bundle of energy, there's usually a complex there where we get affected with an A, where we feel affect, a bundle of energy, a concern, and a tightening up. There's going to be a complex there, and just be aware of that. Where am I getting affected? Where am I really getting bothered? Oh, it's just, you know, something shouldn't scare. You know, that's fine. But just be aware what's lying behind that sometimes. It's good to know. Enjoy your day. That's all I got.